Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place, the point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Reach or Miss, Episode 33. What is the one key success factor of leading successful entrepreneurs like Michael Stelzner, Jeff Bullis, David Beebe, John Nimmo, Mike Alton, and Jeremiah Gardner? Hello, Reach or Miss listeners. It's almost impossible to tell what exactly makes a successful entrepreneurial brand so successful. However, I discovered that when we dig deep, all of the lead entrepreneurs have the one key success factor that works for them. I've chosen 6 successful guests to share their key factors of success, which can be implemented by any entrepreneur that is looking to break their own records and become a market leader and a successful entrepreneur. Michael Stelzner is the founder of Social Media Examiner, author of the books Launch and Writing White Papers, and the man behind Social Media Marketing World, the industry's largest conference. He is also host of the Social Media Marketing Podcast, founder of the Social Media Marketing Society, and host of the weekly Social Media Marketing Talk Show. There was a very clear motto in Michael Stelzner's interview. When I asked Michael about his best advice for entrepreneurs and new small business owners, he had a clear answer.
I think that when you're getting started, you really need to talk to lots of people to understand what their problems are. So that could be going to an event where lots of people that match your customer happen to be and talking to them to understand what their problems are. Or if you've already got some people on an email list, it could be sending them an email and asking them lots of questions so that you can understand what some of their challenges are. But somehow to survey or to ask what the challenges are, and you know, I think is the number one way that anybody can be successful, because a lot of times we guess. We think everyone is like us, which is totally not true. And we say, if everyone's like me, then they'll be interested in this, and we just throw it out into the world and hope it sticks. But if you do a little bit of research, you can test those assumptions. And if those assumptions are true, then great. But if they're not, you will prevent yourself from doing a lot of work that may or may not be successful. So I think it increases the likelihood of success.
You know, there are so many factors that always actually influence our successes. But I want to ask you, what is the one thing that really affected your success? What is your key success factor?
I would have to say truly knowing who our audience is and giving them exactly what they want for free over and over and over again. You'll notice the theme we've been talking about today.
Yeah.
When you know exactly who you're trying to reach and you know exactly what they want and you can give it to them for free, that's a model that you can repeat every single day, and it will never not work. Because when you know what they want and you know that you can give them what they want and you can do it for free, they will love you. And when they love you, then they will give back, or they will become a customer. You know, either one is fine, and not all of them will give back, but that's okay. You just need a few, right? We don't need that many.
I think being a customer in a way is giving back.
It's true. Yeah, it is.
Today, when there are so many things to choose from, I think it's giving back.
I would agree. Yes, for sure. And sometimes when people buy what you have, they may not be thinking that they're giving back. They might be actually thinking they're getting something even more valuable, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the hope, is that they always are receiving more value than what they expect.
Jeff Bullis is a digital entrepreneur, marketing blogger, keynote speaker, digital strategist, consultant, and best-selling author. He works with companies and executives to grow their online personal brand through social, digital, and marketing automation. And he gets over 5 million visitors to his blog per year. Jeff was listed on Forbes as one of the top 20 influencers of CMOs for 2017 and was ranked by Apollo as the number one global digital marketing influencer for 2016. For Jeff Bulas, starting his social media career was a result of four different influences that happened around the same time. A. He was looking for a new career path. B. Jeff told me he read David Meerman Scott's book, The New Rules of Marketing and PR, in 2008. Meerman talked about the power of content to attract the audience instead of having to go out and chase them. And it sounded like a good idea to me, Jeff told me, because most businesses used cold calls. C. Jeff came upon Tim Ferriss, who he worked for, and Tim Ferriss liked the idea. And D. The last piece of inspiration was reading a blog post by HubSpot, saying that if you don't have a clue of what to start a business on, then start a blog. For me, he says, it was the right timing. When I started my blog, there weren't many bloggers on social media. I got my voice out there, got heard. I picked the trend early, and it worked. If you had to focus, what is the one factor that affected the most on your success?
It was about a year ago. I was recommended a book at a mastermind event in Phoenix, Arizona. And I downloaded the book straight away and straight onto my iPad, downloaded off the Kindle into my Kindle app from Amazon. And I read it on the plane on the way home to Sydney from Phoenix in the USA. And as I read it, I realized, and the book was titled Deep Work. It's by a guy called Cal Newport. And in that book, he described, that book titled Deep Work, he described a habit of sitting down in a habitual way and actually not being busy, not responding to emails, not, you know, listening to podcasts, but sitting down and doing deep work and focusing. And I realized that he'd given a name to something I've been doing for the past 4 years, which was getting up at 4:30 a.m., sitting down, creating, researching, writing, and then publishing and sharing those ideas with the world. That one particular habit has been the biggest transformation ever in my life. And I believe as human beings are all innately creative, we're going to find a place and a time to do that. Some can do it late at night. Some can do it early in the morning. Some don't have the time during the week, but they might spend a Saturday doing that. And some might find that need to go away for a sabbatical, you know, and that could be academics. They go away for 3 or 4 months and just write. It might be in Tuscany, or it might be even in Israel, or it might be in the south of France, or it might be in the Caribbean. So you've got to create and block the time to do your deep work. And then you've got to do one more step, and that's you've got to share that work with the world. And the other thing that then follows from that is actually to live that work. And there's a lot of academics, but I believe that the most powerful inspirers and creators in the world are the practitioners, the ones that actually do it and then share their journey.
David Beebe, Emmy-winning branded content producer, keynote speaker, co-founder, Content Decoded. Declared by Edwick as a branded content master who makes it okay to love marketing, and named by EdEdge as a top 40 forward thinker, risk taker, and rainmaker in marketing, Emmy Award and Cannes Lions winner David Beebe, who founded and led the Disney ABC television group Content Studio and Marriott Content Studio, and produced branded content for Grey's Anatomy, Desperate Housewives, Ugly Betty, Lost, Scrubs, and original series for Showtime, DirecTV, Yahoo, and PBS, is one of the entertainment and marketing industry's most influential producers, brand storytellers, marketeers, advisors, and keynote speakers with real-world experience. There are a lot of things that affect in success. However, I want to ask you What is the one most important factor that affects your successes? What is your key success factor?
I think, you know, the first thing I think for any success is going back to the idea of not only understanding your why and the purpose around it, but really being curious. And that's always been my sort of, you know, I think that's a big part of a success is being curious and being open, and meaning that you're always exploring and discovering what's happening next and not sort of just living in your world. And how do those things affect what you do, right? A lot of people will start a great company, start a great brand, and it's the only world that they live in. And there's so much happening out there, and not only in marketing, but just around the world. So, idea of thinking globally, like, you know, even where you are, there's so much technology and innovation happening.
Right.
And so it's about looking at other countries, other types of business, and not just at your competitors. So curiosity, I think, is a big factor of success. And that idea and openness to being able to explore and wonder, why does someone do something that way? One of the, you know, the best things, greatest sort of things that we did at Marriott was the idea that we would create these like innovation labs, and we would do these 1-day tours where we would go explore how, for example, a restaurant operated or a brewery or whatever it may be. It was the idea that you would explore what other industries were doing that really had no connection to your business. How do they operate? Who do they hire? How are their teams set up? Be curious. And I think the more curious you are, the more you'll be open to innovation and trying new things.
Jeremiah Gardner helps organizations create value. He is an international keynote speaker and author of the best-selling book, The Lean Brand, and principal at Moves the Needle, where he has advised companies like GE, ING, eBay, Intuit, and Cisco in building their innovation transformation practice. He has been featured in several media outlets, including Forbes, The Huffington Post, Entrepreneur Magazine, Lifehacker, and The Guardian. Jeremiah tweets on @JeremiahGardner and blogs at jeremiahgardner.com. When I asked Jeremiah what he is most passionate about, he talked about his customers and the change his team helped them to make. But then he talked about his inside passion. Ultimately, he said, what drives me and where I'm at is when I'm teaching, speaking, and writing. So I really try to organize my life around that. And that's what his key success factor is all about. Among all the things that affect success, what is the most important factor that affected your own success?
There's a lot of people that would put the words, you know, hustle or failure or, you know, resilience as an answer here. For me, the number one thing that has continually led to success is, number one, putting myself in a position where I'm at my best. And number two, continually chasing the unknown and knowing I'm wrong. Those two principles have led to the things that I would call success in my life. And what I mean by those two things is, number one is asking ourselves, where are we making the biggest impact? And so I have a lot of skills. A lot of us have a lot of skills, you know, that we can do that can potentially produce, you know, money or wealth. But where am I making the greatest impact? You know, years back, I asked that question from a great mentor. And, you know, when I answered that, it took me a while to answer it. When I answered it, it was things like this: teaching and sharing and you know, helping others achieve more than they thought was possible. And so when I started to organize my life around that, I started to trace back the quote unquote fruit of that work. And that's where success has come from me. And then the second thing is, I still don't know. I don't have all the answers. Anyone that calls themselves an expert in entrepreneurship or in startups is lying to you right off the bat, because there's no such thing, right? We all don't know. And it's embracing that fact that I'm wrong and going out and trying to learn. Those two things have led to my biggest successes, rather than any, you know, resilience or anything like that. It's embracing I'm wrong and understanding where I make the biggest impact.
I would like to talk for a minute about Jeremiah's say regarding continually knowing that I'm wrong. I think this is the one most important factor while looking to understand market behaviors, and especially while trying to sell something to people. I always say that a good marketeer knows he knows nothing. Not only dealing with new unfamiliar markets like entrepreneurs, but especially when dealing with your business's well-known audience, because we created our own story and interpretation. And we believe this is reality. It's not. It's the reality seen through our eyes and brain and perception. If you want to succeed selling to customers over and over again, there are two behaviors you should adapt. First, really knowing that we don't know anything, or in other words, understanding that what we see is not where your customers are, it's where you think they are. And marketing is all about seeing things really from your customer's viewpoint. Just because the money we want, or the money you want, is in their pockets. Second, always get help from an outside source to search your market and ask your customers the important questions. Neither you or any of your team can be objective regarding the market you are serving. And it has been the truth for me as well all my life as a marketer. I always use some outsource to search my audience. Mike Alton is a content marketing practitioner, award-winning blogger and author in St. Louis, and the chief marketing officer at SiteSell. He has been working with websites and the internet since the early 90s and is active on all the major social networks. Mike teaches a holistic approach to content marketing that leverages blog content, social media, and SEO to drive traffic, generate leads, and convert those leads into sales. Mike Alton's key success factor is connected to his own experience of success. Let's listen to Mike's story about his biggest success and his top key factor. It's time to ask you about the biggest, most significant success with customers. Yeah, sure. And
happy story.
Sure, happy stories. And I'll be very happy to hear more than one if you have something good. But what is the story of your greatest success as a result of the right customer focus, or something that you did right about approaching your customers?
Well, I certainly have lots of fun, happy, successful stories. The one that stands out to me is an interesting one. A few years ago, I don't know if you remember Google Plus Hangouts. Not everybody does. But Google Plus Hangouts were huge for me. They were really, really huge for me. I created a big audience on Google Plus. I used Google Plus Hangouts every single weekend by Hangouts. I'm specifically talking about broadcasts that people would do on a regular basis, much like your podcast. These are just live video shows that people would do, and they'd bring on guests. And I was a frequent guest for a bunch of people's shows to talk about social media and blogging and news and tools and so on. And as a result of that, I got some exposure and got to meet a lady who was running a website called Craftstar. It was kind of like another version of Etsy, mostly for mompreneurs who do crafting and want to sell their products and skills. And as part of that site and service, she was doing this social media boot camp and was inviting people like me to come on and help them learn how to use social media. So this is the kind of thing that I would do for free. Wouldn't charge. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not charging you, right? I'm just coming on and having a conversation so I can meet people and talk about the things that I really like to talk about. So she brought me on one night, and I don't even remember what we talked about, what the specific topic was, but it was social media related, and I helped her. I helped her audience. Sometime later, she reached out to me because she needed professional help. She wanted to bring me on for another project that she was working on with a friend of hers. Turns out that this lady, before she started this site, Craftstar, she actually worked in Hollywood. Wow. She was a television producer in Hollywood and worked with people like Ryan Seacrest. Who, I don't know if you know Ryan, who Ryan is, but he's a famous host of TV shows, different things. And she was friends with a guy named Gary Goldstein, who is a big motion picture producer in Hollywood. Did famous films like Under Siege, and probably his most famous film is Pretty Woman with Julia Roberts. Oh,
this is my cult movie.
Yeah, so she got me in touch with the producer of Pretty Woman, who had written a book called Conquering Hollywood. Conquering Hollywood is kind of a field manual for anyone who wants to work behind the camera, writers, cameramen, lighting guys, whatever the case might be, how they can take their technical skills and you know, break into Hollywood. And he wanted to turn it into an online course and a membership and all the things that I'm doing with my book. And so that ended up becoming a really fun project. Not only did I get to know Gary and consider him a friend, but I got to work with him and work for him for months, helping him, you know, grow this idea into a actual business.
Wow. And it was probably fascinating as well.
Mm-hmm. Extremely fascinating. And all because I had volunteered, you know, an hour of my time one Tuesday night, you know, to help this lady teach her class on social media.
There are so many things that are coming together to help us and for our success. But there is one thing that really made the difference. What is your key success factor?
You're right. There are always a lot. One thing that comes to mind, I don't know if this is the most thing, but one thing that comes to mind is that a few years ago, I started to become very deliberate about who I was connecting with, who I was having conversations with, who I was looking up to, who I was reading. In short, the relationships that I was creating. Now, for me, it was mostly online through social media. These could just as easily be at business networking events and in a workplace and so on. You know, you guys can take this and change it however you need. But for me, it started with Google Plus at the time, and it's now moved more to Facebook, where I'm connecting with peers and colleagues, and I'm having conversations with them, not just about what's going on with Facebook or Instagram stories, right? But, you know, what's going on with ourselves? It's kind of like the mastermind, only in a much broader sense.
Yeah, I wanted to say some kind of online mastermind.
Yeah, it's a little, it's like an informal mastermind. And the fate of Google Plus makes me sad because I do miss this about that platform. Never since and never before have I had the kinds of conversations that I had when Google Plus was at its peak in terms of interest and so on. But even today, I still have those relationships, and now they're just, the conversation's a little more dispersed. Now it's more private messages or on this or that Facebook post, or through Skype and phone calls and so on at conferences. The key to it all, though, is to having those specific, deliberate relationships with people who can help you, who can help your business, who can show you the right way to do what you need to do.
John Nemo. As an author, speaker, 101 business coach and consultant, John Nemo helps individuals, organizations, and businesses boost their brand, generate sales leads, and increase revenue. John is also the author of 7 books, including LinkedIn Riches, How to Use LinkedIn for Sales and Marketing. John is married to the most amazing woman on the planet, Sarah, and together, they are raising 3 wild boys in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. What is the most important factor that affected your success? What is your key success factor, the one that really made it for you?
I think the number one thing is not trying to get my personal needs met through work. Not trying to get validation from customers, prospects, critics, just viewing it as business. That was a huge, huge hurdle for me to overcome, just with having depression and wanting to be a people pleaser and overcoming the stuff I've overcome. I struggled so much early on taking criticism personally and taking failure personally. And the biggest factor of my success is now just viewing that as, oh, okay, that's just business. And I learned from that critic, and that person actually made a valid point, and I'm going to change that part of the webinar. And, you know, that offer didn't work, and I'm going to, you know, like, just understanding that for me personally, I need to get my validation from other places, right? And for getting into my personal life and personal beliefs, I'm a big fan of this guy, Jesus. That's my guy. You know, I'm a Christian. I love him. I draw my validation and my self-worth and my sense of value from him every single day and from the people that love me and know me. And if I start there, then I can go into the business world and I don't take those arrows personally. I don't take the critics personally. I don't take failure personally, because when I get into a place where I do, then I shut down and I stop trying and I give up, and that's when I fail, right? Because the only people that aren't successful are the people that quit, right? Nobody is an overnight success. Mm-hmm. Nobody instantly hits it the first time out, right? I've done, Hayut, the webinar you went through, LinkedIn Riches, I've probably done 60 to 70 different versions of that 1 hour webinar. That's a lot.
You know? Like, a lot.
The first webinar was horrible, you know, but I would not give up. I just keep adjusting. And I just re-recorded it a week ago, like 71st version. Wow. And it's because I learn and I don't take it personally when people write back and say a criticism, or when I share something that gets rejected. And I think that's the big thing is for me, and a lesson maybe for anyone listening, is don't try to get your validation and your personal needs met through work. It's just a recipe for disaster. Get it met through God or through your family or through, you know, Tony Robbins or whoever you use for your mindset to motivation. Then you're more bulletproof. You can go out and actually help other people. You can go out and not take it personally if somebody criticizes. And you can go out and stumble and fumble and make a mistake and learn from it. And I think when you do that, not only are you happier, but your clients, your customers benefit as well.
I think ending up with John Nimmo's last key success factor would be the best point to end today's episode. Not giving up is sometimes the most inspiring yet most difficult factor for each of us entrepreneurs and small business owners. I would like to advise each and every one of you to first ask yourself the same question I asked our guests. What is my key success factor until now? What really helped me achieve successes? And listen carefully to your own answer. This is probably your own most significant key success factor, and it will help you in other cases as well. And second, look at this list and decide which key success factor of these successful entrepreneurs you plan to adopt. Here's the full list of the best key success factors we collected from more successful entrepreneurs. Don't give up. Don't try to get your personal needs met through work. Create specific online relationships with people that can help you. Put yourself in a position where you are at your best. Continually chase the unknown and know that you are wrong. Be curious. Get up early, create, search, write, and then publish and share your ideas with the world. And truly know who your audience are and give them exactly what they want. And for you, our listeners, until the next time, it all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and vision. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur.
You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.